Services.
There were 870,000 people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. The number of new claims have stagnated at more than 800,000 in recent weeks, four times the level before the coronavirus pandemic.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America is listening to Fox News. Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's the remnants of Tropical Storm Beta that'll be affecting Alabama's weather today, tracking from Mississippi across North Alabama. Look for scattered to numerous showers today, maybe a few thunderstorms, a few tropical downpours at times. Can't rule up a spin-up tornado in a situation like this. Winds out of the east of 12 to 18 and gusty. Could be some higher gust. High today, 82. Tonight's low, 60. Tomorrow, I think Beta is out of here. A small risk of an isolated shower, perhaps, with a high temperature up to about 83, but a better day tomorrow. Mid-80s on Saturday. I think we're primarily dry. There could be a stray shower Sunday, but, you know, the chances are small and we'll be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. One of the leading experts on the coronavirus is in Alabama today. Governor Kay Ivey and State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris met with Dr. Deborah Birx this morning. Governor Ivey says they talked about Alabama's progress on stopping the spread of COVID-19 and work on a vaccine. Montgomery police have arrested several suspects in connection to a robbery on Auburn Montgomery's campus. MPD has charged 19-year-olds Kashawn Quarles, Cashton Calloway, and 21-year-old Jeremy Calhoun with first-degree robbery. Authorities say the robbery happened in the 7300 block of Housing Drive. All three men are in the Montgomery County Jail. Due to weather concerns today, the Brantwood Children's Home Golf Tournament fundraiser has been postponed. The annual event was to kick off today with special guest appearances by Alabama State men's basketball coach Mo Williams. A new tournament date has not yet been announced. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks. Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing, and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too. And now, save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed and adjustable base, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See, police officer, give them a big thumbs up. Tomorrow is the TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. We'll be doing the drawing for the Squeakley Farm Market gift basket. Gotta get in on that. Gonna be a good weekend. SEC football.
Woo!
I'm ready. Alabama's a 6 o'clock game and Auburn's 12:30.
Yeah, you know? It's early. One of the early games.
I'm ready for it. Queso, salsa, Corona, steak. Nobody's hurt.
Oh, I'm going over to Uncle's place at 11 and start having fun together.
I like that. Okay. Hunter Biden has kind of come back into the fold here. And Ron Johnson, who is on the Homeland Security chair of the Senate committee, he's going to talk about Hunter Biden in Ukraine. Listen in.
Senator, I don't get shocked very often. You know, Joe always said no serious person thought this was a big deal when he's on tape bragging about, well, you're not getting $1 billion unless you fire a Ukrainian prosecutor. Turned out was investigating his son who had no experience that was being paid millions. It's a lot deeper than that now.
Oh, hello, Sean. First, my thoughts and prayers also go out to that Louisville police officer and his family. This left-wing inspired rioting and anarchy has to end. We simply can't allow America to go down this path. But you know, our report basically filed the money. And it is amazing just kind of watching the mainstream media's coverage of this. They're just shrugging. They're saying, oh, this is just old news. It's not old news. We've laid out, according to our report on China, there exists a vast web of corporate connections and financial transactions between and among the Biden family and Chinese nationals. And some of these Chinese nationals have connections to the current communist government and past affiliations to the People's Liberation Army. This is serious business here. And let's face it, all these investigations against the Trumps are always justified by the fact that, can you imagine President Trump, if he has all these entanglements, the blackmail potential? Well, take a look at the Bidens, the way they've been following the vice president around, hoovering up cash all around the world. I would think that represents pretty strong potential conflict of interest, extortion, counterintelligence risks that we simply can't ignore.
Okay. So Ron did a pretty good job. Remember entanglements, Russia, China, and that's how they started this whole investigation. So let me do this. Let me take you back in time to Peter Strzok and listen to how they got the case open against Trump. Listen in.
Welcome back. This past week, we heard from Microsoft that hackers from Iran, China, and especially Russia have escalated their attacks on our election system. Then there was President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who found himself playing down his contacts with a Ukrainian lawmaker who was said to be a Russian agent, and the United States government ended up sanctioning. One person who's very familiar with Russian election shenanigans is former FBI counterintelligence officer Peter Strzok. He was in charge of the Bureau's Russia investigation until he was removed over personal anti-Trump texts he sent to a colleague with whom he was having an affair. Strzok has just written a book, Compromised, Counterintelligence and the Threat of Donald J. Trump. And Peter Strzok joins me now, Mr. Strzok. And let me just start with your theory of the case of why you believe President Trump is compromised.
Well, good morning, Chuck. It's great to be here. Look, I think it is clear, I believed at the time in 2016, and I continue to believe, that Donald Trump is compromised by the Russians. And when I say that, I mean that they hold leverage over him, that makes him incapable of placing the national interest, the national security, ahead of his own. That takes a variety of forms. I worked counterintelligence for over 20 years, and I recruited spies during that time, and I defended against those people who were being recruited in our government. One of the largest ways that people in foreign governments gain leverage, certainly in the case of the president, is through financial entanglements. And I think when you take a look at the Trump financial enterprise, particularly its relationship with Russian monies, and potentially those related to organized crime and other elements, that those interactions have placed him in a position where the Russians have leverage over him and are able to influence his actions.
Okay, well, how about the Ukraine? How about China? Wasn't he around? Mm-hmm. He'd been there for 20 years. So why wasn't Joe Biden? I mean, did Joe Biden escape you? And see, this is what just does not make any sense. You treated Donald Trump differently than you did Joe Biden. Joe Biden, this was obvious. Burisma, you had oligarchs, you had China, you had huge amounts of cash. But no, we didn't look at that. Didn't look at that for 1 minute. We're going to get into more of this. Let's go to Reggie. Reggie, welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks, Dan. So good to have you back.
Thank you for calling.
I followed your lead, and I just donated $25 to Lindsey Graham, and I think that's the easiest online transaction I have ever completed.
That really is, and the great thing is they don't ask you too many questions.
No, and I wasn't going to answer any, but the whole thing took less than 15 seconds. It's just a great experience.
There you go.
I hope it helps, and thank you for inspiring me to do that.
Well, Reggie, I'm glad you did it. We don't need to lose Instagram.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate you doing that and appreciate you calling in.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thank
Enjoy
you,
your
Reggie.
Show.
You have a great day. Thanks for doing that donation. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, welcome back. Your substitute was absolutely outstanding, and we really enjoyed having her.
Good.
One thing I called earlier, previous show, but I wanted to know your take on this. There doesn't seem to be enough investigation or discussion about how much kickback that Joe Biden received personally from all of his son's money that he received, his son received as deals when he was vice president. I guarantee you there's no such thing as a free lunch, and there is no way that he was not receiving kickbacks from his son as far as the money that was received from Ukraine, China, or anywhere else. Who knows where else? Because his son was also involved with a lot of trips before the China and before the Ukraine. So I was wondering if you give me your take on that. I have to hang up and listen, but I'd like to hear your side, hear your information on that. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Well, you're going to hear Ron Johnson is going to speak about this. He's going to talk about taking the family out on family shopping trips. Let's take the second part of this. It will kind of blend into what Jeff had asked about.
There were numerous warnings. One, by the way, came from the guy George Kent, who we remember from the case involving what was going on in this ridiculous impeachment, you know, compared to, you know, a phone call that was, I didn't hear anything wrong on that phone call with President Zelensky. You're talking about major millions of dollars, but this goes, what, to Russia? This goes to Ukraine? This goes to China? This goes to other countries? Did he have any experience, Hunter Biden, to do any of these deals paying him millions?
Not that we're aware. What's kind of odd, we also found out from George Kent that 7 months after Hunter Biden joined the board of Burisma, supposedly to consult on corporate governance and transparency, Burisma basically paid a $7 million bribe to end the investigations into their owner, Luchesky. So Hunter Biden wasn't exactly doing a good job corporate governance and transparency from that standpoint, was he?
Okay. So that's one piece of the equation. Let's continue on. And did Joe talk to Hunter about Burisma? What do you think?
and they tried to warn numerous times about the compromised position. Apparently, John Kerry had knowledge of Hunter's role on the Burisma board, for example, but said flatly, oh, I had no knowledge, when in fact he did have knowledge. Other people knew it as well. There were numerous attempts to warn the administration. Pretty much everybody seemed to know it was problematic. Is that true, Senator?
Well, there were certainly a lot of memos going around the State Department. Everybody knew how bad a conflict of interest this was and how it was going to frustrate their attempts to really carry out America's policy to help rid Ukraine of corruption. But Amos Hochstein, who is a special envoy into Ukraine, he's the only individual that we know actually talked to the vice president about that. And you mentioned earlier that the vice president basically denied ever talking to Biden or Hunter about his overseas business traveling. First of all, I've never believed that. I mean, how can you spend an entire trip flying over to China with your father in Air Force Two and not talk about what you're going to do? But Amos Hochstein now said that he talked to the vice president. The vice president then apparently talked to Hunter, who set up a meeting with Amos Hochstein to talk about this conflict of interest. So I think we've caught the vice president in, I hate to say it, a lie.
Caught him in the old lie. So when we sit with Ron Johnson, he's going to talk about Hunter and Russia, and then we'll go back to this Peter Strzok thing.
Let's talk about Hunter's business dealings with Russia. Let's talk about his business dealings with China. Let's talk about the monies that were being sent around to unsavory characters that potentially were involved in what, sex trafficking schemes? What did you find?
Well, in terms of sex trafficking, I'll just read from the report because I want to get this right. Hunter Biden paid non-resident women who were nationals of Russia or other Eastern European countries who appeared to be linked to a, quote, Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring. Now, we've got a little more detail in some of our footnotes, but again, we were just following the money. We were looking at all these financial transactions that should raise all kinds of concerns throughout America and particularly in the mainstream media. So the question really is, Sean, is the mainstream media going to start asking questions and demanding answers from the vice president?
Okay, so let me now play Peter Strzok, and now he's talking about doing a deal with Russia and all the other ties. Just heard a prostitution ring. And Peter Strzok didn't seem to know anything about that. Listen in.
I'm curious, if you were still in your job today and you look at the, I'm going to issue two sets of facts. 4 years ago, the president's personal lawyer was working with the Russians, it turned out in secret, on Trump Tower Moscow. 4 years later, the president's personal lawyer, it's a different individual this time, Rudy Giuliani, he's been working with folks in Ukraine trying to drum up information that might harm Joe Biden. And it turns out he ends up working with a known Russian operative that ends up being sanctioned by the U.S. government. What do those two facts tell you about the president?
It tells me that he is surrounded by people who have a pervasive pattern of contact with the Russians, and not only contact, but contact that they're hiding. Broaden it from that, Chuck. Look at 2016. His campaign manager, who pled guilty and was dealing with people affiliated with Russian intelligence services. One of his foreign policy advisors, who lied to us about his connection to the Russians and pled guilty. His former national security advisor, who didn't tell the truth to me and who pled guilty twice to not telling the truth about his contact with the Russians. If and now, obviously, with Rudy Giuliani, dealing with somebody that the Department of Treasury recently said this last week had been an agent of the government of Russia and their intelligence services for over 10 years. And look at that pervasive pattern of contact. It is not without exaggeration that there is no president in modern history who has the same broad and deep connections to any foreign intel service, let alone a hostile government like Russia.
Okay, well, how about a vice president? Notice he just totally misses that. I mean, never does Peter Strzok go, you know, boy, we're really investigating Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. Never heard that. Because it wasn't in the White House. Those were the guys who were trying to protect. They were specifically going after Donald Trump. Okay, so let's wrap it up with Ron Johnson and Biden put in a compromising position.
So Hunter had business with the Russian oligarch. Hunter was doing business deals, making wire transfers with Russian citizens, Ukrainian citizens. I mean, it's pretty breathtaking. I'm sure the media mob, I mean, they protected Hunter and Joe, you know, all throughout the impeachment and said, oh, there's no serious person believes anything wrong here. Would this subject the vice president of the United States potentially to blackmail, sir?
That's the concern. You know, the extortion threat here, and again, I'll repeat, all the justification for the investigations of Donald Trump and his possible business dealings in Russia are always predicated on the fact that if he has those entanglements, just think of the blackmail that somebody could engage in against the president of the United States. Well, take what they were alleging that Donald Trump did, all false allegations, and then take that and look at the Biden family. And it's an order of magnitude worse, many, many orders of magnitude worse. Again, the entanglements just within China. You know, these individuals, there's millions of dollars of cash flow going back and forth between China and the U.S. There's a dual use auto parts company that Hunter helped a Chinese company gain control over, potentially for the benefit of the People's Liberation Army. Again, there's just so much here. There's so much detail that needs to be investigated. And so what we're hoping is this report provides a lot of detail and people start connecting more dots, and hopefully the mainstream media will actually start asking questions so the American people are informed before this election.
So if Peter Strzok's office never once looked at any of this, how did it get by them? Did they know it was there and they just looked the other way? Did they not know it was there? This is what the problem is. Peter, if you're going in my 20 years of doing this, so in your 20 years, how'd you miss this? That's what's crazy. Let me go to the break. Coming back, Rodney, right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
For a limited time, get super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month. But if you act fast, you can double your speed for just $5 more, which means it's twice as fast as super fast. Is it super, super fast? Super fast plus. Whatever it is, it's awesome. Switch to Internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month and then double your speed for just $5 more. Sign up at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
My must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Who you make 272-9228. That's where we are on a Thursday. TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show tomorrow. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, my friends. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm out enjoying this cool, wet weather.
There you go.
How y'all guys doing? You know, Dan, as we heading up to the presidential election, and we're going to fight to get Donald Trump back in the office to keep America great again. But as y'all was talking about, there's a whole lot of other things that we have to get Trump and keep Trump in office for, the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Keeping our country safe and building our military back like our president believes it should be, and it is going to be.
Yep.
And already getting there. And not only that, but on economy and everything else in this country. But we also got to make sure that Donald Trump, our president, gets his day, meaning of all this abuse of power, all these trickery, up to no goodness. So we got to get Donald Trump back in office to make sure that we maintain our government that we have, especially our attorney general, and keep these investigations moving forward, because this is the finishing touch to put all these bunch of crooks in jail. And that's another reason why they are throwing every Hail Mary out there that they can, because I believe the only thing that they can stop that part of this situation is to get the administration out of there and try to put a halt on all the investigations.
Yeah, I think the investigations are about to get deeper.
Yeah, so it's very important for our children's future, for our nation's future, for everything is so important to our country. But when you look away from all that importantness, there is so much more importantness to make sure that justice is served to those who have broken laws or violated any type of statutes at all. And once this election is over, which you know, Dan, I'm 100% in Donald Trump to win. And I look forward to the next 4 years for the Attorney General to go after all these criminals.
That's actually one of the most important parts of this whole thing.
It actually is, because to me, as an American citizen and a former firefighter and a strong police representative of the police judicial system and a controlled society we have, that more so than anything, the economy and everything is very important. Our military is important. These are all very, very important things. But at the end of the day, those who tamper with our country, those who tamper with our laws and our government and corrupt it on a scale that they have done, we need to have it at the top of our priority list to make sure that we keep the administration input and let this run, and let's clean it up and get it cleaned all the way up.
Because let me tell you something, if we don't, we have a real problem.
Yeah, we do have a real problem, but right now we have a great opportunity. And as great opportunity comes, America, seize those opportunities
and look at yourself and your family in the mirror, and then go mail in your ballot or go in and place your vote. But do it from your heart and do it for your country. And that's all I ask people to do. And let's see where we are 4 years out from now, after this presidential election. Let's see where our country's at. And let's reach out and try to put our government back together down there in Washington, D.C. with the right people. And hopefully we can do that in some sort of way. We can start to build another party, because the Democrat Party is too far left radical socialism for this country, and they're about to find that out come election day.
Ronnie, thanks for the sub on call.
All right, guys, look, I heard y'all yesterday talking about something to get in, but Jody, you know, I'm 1018, so whatever it is, if I'm not a first time caller now.
Sweet for you, you're not. Sweet for Mark.
I'm not a. Okay, Dan. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
Thanks,
Roddy.
Let me go to a break, and I'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth.
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ernest?
Yeah, but, you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
Hi, I'm Marquita Wilson, the owner of Five Star Bail Bonds. And when it comes to advertising my business, I advertise with the best, Blue Water Broadcasting. My number one choice. Blue Water have definitely helped increase my business. Give Blue Water a call today.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's the remnants of Tropical Storm Beta that'll be affecting Alabama's weather today, tracking from Mississippi across North Alabama. Look for scattered to numerous showers today, maybe a few thunderstorms, a few tropical downpours at times. Can't rule up a spin-up tornado in a situation like this. Winds out of the east at 12 to 18 and gusty. Could be some higher gust. High today, 82. Tonight's low, 60. Tomorrow, I think Beta is out of here. A small risk of an isolated shower, perhaps, with a high temperature up to about 83, but a better day tomorrow. Mid-80s on Saturday. I think we're primarily dry. There could be a stray shower Sunday, but, you know, the chances are small and we'll be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Where do you go for a great loan? Mortgage Corporation of the South. 567-9000, my good friend John Williams. Good credit, bad credit? He can help you. He's helping me out. He's helped some of my clients out. I've referred a whole bunch of people to him. They seem to be happy. See if he can make you happy. I know he's made one person happy. That's Debbie, the winner of the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card. Debbie!
Hey, Dan.
Congratulations, my dear.
Thank you. Dan's back and this too in the same week.
I know. What can I... I mean, you live in a charmed life here.
I realized that. I didn't know that.
Well, you're going to get a telephone call from Mortgage Corporation of the South.
All right.
And they're going to set up a meeting with you, give you your card and some other things, and tell us what when you get the card and you go out, tell us what you do with it, okay?
I certainly will.
Debbie, congratulations, my dear.
Thank you very much. And again, welcome back, Dan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thanks. Mark C., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey. Glad to have you back, Dan.
Thank you.
Got a question, and you might have already discussed it. Is there any possible way, outside of something really wacky that the left is, of course, famous for doing, that they can keep him from nominating the Supreme Court justice?
Well, the only thing that could happen is... Yeah, it gets tied up, and they don't have enough votes in the Judiciary Committee to get it out. That would do it. Or if they lost some Republicans because of some, oh my God, some revelation that happens. I don't think that's going to happen, though.
Yeah, because I know Romney said he's coming back on board, are there any off the top of your head that are kind of wishy-washy or definite no's on anything he does that you know of?
There's only Susan Collins is the only one I know of.
Okay. Well, that answers my question. Like I said, glad to have you back, Dan.
Thanks, Mark. See, appreciate it. Dennis.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm getting older and older by the minute, man.
There you go. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm going to say welcome back, for one. Glad to hear you're back. And of course, you're laying off the pork, right?
I'm what?
You're laying off the pork, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Good answer. I guess my thing is all these threats we keep hearing from the left, like Harris and Pelosi and AOC threatening that these riots are going to continue, they should get worse, they should continue. Some of these other organizations that have stepped up for that and them calling for this kind of activity, wouldn't that be sedition against the state?
If you could prove it, yes, it would.
Okay, so why aren't we pursuing that?
Well, they may be. Bill Barr has kind of inferred that they are pursuing that.
Okay.
But that's a hard case to prove.
Yeah, well, I mean, they call part of national media and everything else. I guess so. You have to be actually guilty of it instead of implying it.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of a trick out in this. Start with the simple stuff. I just want to see people arrested. That's all I care about.
Dan, glad to have you back, sir. Have a great day.
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate you. Okay. What to expect from the first presidential debate, Biden 8 years ago? Listen in.
We are less than 1 week away, talk about 6 days, from President Trump and former VP Joe Biden going head-to-head in debate one, with the night's topics just released by our own Chris Wallace. What can we expect from the two nominees? Let's get a look back at their past debate performances to find out. Here to break it down is Brett O'Donnell. He's been described as the best political debate coach in the country, previously worked with George W. Bush, Mitt Romney, and more. All right, so Brett, let's talk about this by looking at Joe Biden's past. I want you to comment on Joe Biden against Paul Ryan and see if it applies for today. Listen.
It makes us more weak. It projects weakness, and when we look weak, our adversaries are much more willing to test us. They're more brazen in their attacks, and our allies are less willing to
trust
us.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
And why is that so?
Because not a single thing he said is accurate.
So is that crisp enough to go shoulder to shoulder with President Trump?
Well, I think we'll see. That was 8 years ago, Joe Biden. And so, you know, it remains to be seen whether or not he is as sharp as he was 8 years ago in debating Paul Ryan with President Trump. And President Trump is definitely more assertive and aggressive than Paul Ryan. So I think those two things could throw a big wrench into Joe Biden's plans if he tries to be aggressive with Donald Trump. So, you know, we'll see. He has not done any tough interviews in this campaign so far. Whether or not he can handle the toughest of interviews, a presidential debate, being attacked by the president and also tough questions from Chris Wallace in that first debate, remains to be seen.
Now, I said almost a month ago, they need to play those kind of tapes, because then if he's not up to that standard, then he's weaker than that. But let Joe Biden be the pace setter of this thing and lower expectations. That's what they needed to do with this. Now, I noticed Trump started doing that a little bit yesterday, a little bit the day before. But they need to show video of it, because then they go, well, Joe Biden is not as sharp as he used to be. Then let the video tell him that, not somebody else tell him that. Listen to the second part of this.
Ryan wants the job. Biden has the job, so he's defending his record. That's what Trump has to do, defend his record. But back then, against Hillary Clinton, he was the challenger. Listen to this.
The fact checkers are turning up the volume and really working hard. Donald supported the invasion of Iraq.
Wrong.
That is absolutely
wrong.
Proved over and over again.
Wrong.
That is a little disruptive. That's not from the debate school 101.
Absolutely not. I mean, the president is the ultimate disruptor, but he's facing the consummate career politician. And so, you know, Joe Biden has a record as well. And I think if the president will stay on offense and make this a choice between himself and Joe Biden, particularly given, you know, the entrance of the Supreme Court into the race, I think that allows the president to play less defense, more offense.
Remember these words. Because a Democrat says it does not necessarily mean it is true. Okay, so staying with this, first presidential debate, Biden quick on his feet, and listen to this.
The president's not going to be memorizing everything Joe Biden said, but it would help him to know where Biden stands. It helped Joe Biden when he found out where Paul Ryan stood. Listen.
He did ask for stimulus money.
Sure he
correct?
Did.
By the way,
on
he
two occasions, we advocated for constituents who are applying for grants. That's what we do. We do that for all constituents who are applying.
I love that. I love that. This is such a bad program. And he writes the Department of Energy a letter saying, the reason we need this stimulus, it will create growth and jobs. His words.
got him there, right?
Absolutely. I mean, Joe Biden was very aggressive. He had some key attack points on Paul Ryan. He was able to execute those, and he put Paul Ryan on defense almost the entire night. The question is whether or not he still has that command of facts and debate and could put the president on defense, who is much more aggressive. I mean, the president already knows key parts of Joe Biden's record on trade, on criminal justice. Those are things that I think the president will use against him. He can use substantive attacks against Joe Biden to put him on defense. And, you know, in the last presidential debate, primary debates, Joe Biden didn't acquit himself all that well in moments where he had to think quickly on his feet. We'll see if he can do that this time.
I went back and looked at that debate. I believe that that question was planted. Because all of a sudden, just out of the blue, he mentions the letter, the commentator does, and then Joe Biden picks up on it and then nails Paul Ryan on it. It's like it was a setup. Never thought about it until I heard that piece of tape and then went back and looked at it and said, that was just too damn convenient. Okay, so.
Do you think we'll get chuckles again?
Yeah, I think chuckles will definitely be there. The picture, definitely. It's, okay, so they bring up a very good point here. Chris Wallace and Trump did a one-hour interview together out in the heat at the outside of the Oval Office. I'm not sure how Joe Biden's going to do with this. Good comparison here. Listen in.
Brett, how much does it benefit the President of the United States that he sat down with Chris Wallace for at least an hour in 100-degree temperatures? They even had small talk prior to that. He basically went through this list already with the guy that's going to be hitting him with the questions.
I think that's a tremendous advantage. First of all, Chris Wallace is a tough interviewer. He's tough on everyone. The president has been through that now, and so he can anticipate how Chris Wallace might approach this debate. Joe Biden hasn't sat down for any tough interviews. He's been handled with kid gloves by the press, and so it'll be interesting to see how he fares in the crucible of debate in one of the most anticipated presidential debates ever.
Yeah, the viewership on this thing is going to be huge.
Yes.
I've already warned people, do not talk to me Tuesday night. I'm going to be watching this. Can't do small talk. I'm going to be taking copious notes and getting ready for the show on that Wednesday. This will be big. Don't expect first of all, whatever happens, Trump's going to lose. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, Trump will lose. I'm just telling you, that's what they're going to do. So to Kevin McCarthy talking about an orchestration of the event in Louisville.
So what is your reaction to all of this? And you probably saw the video of the U-Haul truck being unloaded with shields and riot gear and anti-police signs. There's the video right there. Looks like this was coordinated, this particular protest.
More than coordinated. I mean, you have a U-Haul ready to go before the announcement, handing out shields. It's planned. Here we go. Compton, California, where someone walks up and shoots two police officers, sheriff sitting in a car. Now this. Is this what AOC meant when she asked everybody to be radicalized at this moment instead of trying to reunite this nation? This is very concerning to me, not just here, but throughout the nation. What is going on from Portland, Chicago, to New York, and now in Louisville, that these are planned, orchestrated events, that people cannot be safe and secure in their own streets?
Let me go to a break. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. You're going to be back after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hi, I'm Ashley Smith, owner of Rick's Jewelers. The results we saw after a few weeks running on Blue Water Broadcasting were phenomenal. Our sales rep was easy to work with, and we have been pleased with how helpful the entire team has been. We will continue to run our campaigns across the Blue Water family of stations, especially as we gear up for our busiest time of year.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. You want to get your shots in? Guess what? You better call. Clint did. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir. Welcome back again.
Thank you.
I agree with you. It don't matter, you know, the president was to kick his butt Tuesday night. It won't matter. They're going to say Joe Biden won anyway.
Yep.
That he got the upper hand on the president. Why can't these people just support the president that we have?
They don't have to support the president. I just want them to do it equally. Just be fair is all I ask.
Yeah, you know, when I was in the military, you know, I didn't agree with Clinton's policies. But he was my commander-in-chief, and I supported that man. You know, and Clinton did one thing no president ever done it since then. You know, he balanced the budget. And no other president ever has done that.
Yeah, that wasn't exactly Clinton. That was more Newt Gingrich.
Well, they both did then. But, the budget was balanced. And how's the budget going now? They can't agree on the budget now.
True.
It's crazy. I don't know. This is crazy. It's getting out of control, sir. Support our president. He's doing a great job. And Gore, and Lord help us, I hope he gets reelected. If he doesn't, we're doomed. If Biden were to get president, we are doomed. And you know that good as I do.
Yeah, I don't disagree with
Democrats,
that.
These Democrats are out of control. Well, that's my 2 cents. Have a great day.
Good 2 cents. Thanks, Clint. Still with Kevin McCarthy here. Who's paying for all this stuff that's happening in Louisville?
We've seen the pallets of bricks being dropped off in New York a couple of months ago. We've seen a van pull up with bats in it, also in New York. And then yesterday, this video of a U-Haul pulling up, opening up the back. Everyone knew exactly where it would be and where to go. They show up, and out come shields, out come signs, out come most of anti-police signs, and out come the riot gear. What do you think about that? And I'm going to factor in this. Christopher Wray says the other day that Antifa is an ideology. It is not a group or organization. I'm wondering what he means by that, and does that play a role here?
Well, my first concern was, let's look at the license plate of the U-Haul. Who rented that U-Haul? Right. Who is funding this? You can't just supply people with this type of armor without resources, without funding. Where is that funding coming from, and why is it being used? How are these people knowing to come? Are there training facilities that are teaching these people how to do this? This is a grave concern, and this is something that the FBI should be focused on, and we should be opening up today knowing who funded this behavior that is causing this problem that people's lives are in danger.
Bravo. Okay, McCarthy on the Biden statement or lack thereof.
Joe Biden put out a statement. He said, in the wake of her tragic death, we mourn with her family, her mother, and community, and ask ourselves whether justice could be equally applied in America. I know for so many people, today's decision does not answer that call. What do you think of the former vice president's comments?
I wish the vice president would speak out more in this process. He's been silent for too long. That is why this continues to build. That is why they can rent a U-Haul. That is why they can raise money. When you have a campaign that has 13 members of your campaign that actually funded bringing people, paying their bail to get out of this activity, or your vice president nominee had done the exact same.
So you're saying
that is a real concern.
You're saying Joe Biden needs to, you know, finally appear on camera and live say, look, it's got to stop. The violence in the street has got to stop.
That's what leaders do. Leaders stand up, especially if you want to be the leader of the free world. You can confront the press. You can talk to the nation. But you know the first question that should be asked? Are those 13 people on your campaign still working on your campaign? That put into a fund that released people from jail, paid their bail to get out for these type of activities. So why wouldn't people continue to do this? Right. They think they're being rewarded for this.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Andy. Andy, welcome over to the Dan Moore Show.
Hey. Good afternoon, Dan. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great, Andy.
Great. You know, if the FBI can trace a number off the rear end of a U-Haul or Ryder truck after it exploded, knowing Timothy McVeigh, tracing him down, finding him, there's no doubt in my mind that we should be knowing right now who rented that U-Haul and provided what they did.
Yeah, well, we do know who rented it. I put her name out there a little while ago. I'll get it back for you in just a second. But the question is, what do you do about it?
Well, you prosecute them. You go after them. I mean, but that's like the bricks that are being dropped off. That's like the bats that are being stuck in these vans, and they just show up. You know, who's doing this? Can somebody do some just elementary detective work and find out who where these bricks come from?
Well, her name is Holly Zoeller of Soros Connected Louisville Bell Project is her name. I'm not sure if what she did is illegal, but hopefully somebody's looking at that.
Well, they need to. They need to start cracking down. It's not, none of that will happen. And I hope and pray that it does. But it's done got out of hand. And it's done got to a point now.
You know, you're right. It's definitely gotten out of hand.
Well, it's done got to the point now, Dan, that the solid majority is starting to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't want that. Because I know people right now, we can't, it disappears. And we can get things back right the way it was. I can promise you that. I know a lot of people that can take care of that. But we don't want to come that way. And then with the people I'm talking about, your everyday tax-paying, law-abiding citizens, we done had enough. And people are waking up across this country. Did you see the video that was in Queens, New York, of the people standing in front of the police precinct and chanting USA, waving American flags in support of the police? Did you see that video? Fake news won't report that. But there's video circulating around right now from a police precinct in Queens where a couple hundred of American citizens, law abiding people, are chanting USA supporting the police. You know, so not all people in New York are bad. And
that's true.
We'll just leave it at so. But there's no doubt some elementary detective work could put an end to a lot of this stuff. It can. But nobody's going to step forward. The mainstream media won't help on this. They got an agenda, and they're going to push this agenda right to the very end.
Yeah, well, there are two parts of it. Exposing it is one thing. That's the media, and you're right, they're not going to do anything. The second would be judicial, and then they've got to be breaking a law. Andy, thanks for the telephone call. Real quickly, let me go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Real quick, James, what's up?
I just want to know, do you know what the building next to the church in Washington, there was a building next to it. Do you know what that building is?
I do not.
It's got a great big Black Lives Matter billboard on it, I guess. And I just wondered if that belonged to the government. If that was a government building or not.
Listen, now the buildings in Lafayette Square are government. St. John's Church is one. There's a hotel right across the street called the Hay Adams. That's another one. I don't know who owns the building you mentioned.
Is Washington not under the control of the United States government? Montgomery, Alabama is under control of the state of Alabama.
No, Montgomery's not under control of the state of Alabama. The District of Columbia has control of the District of Columbia. The military, U.S. military, can come in. There's only one place in the U.S. they can do that, and that's the District of Columbia.
Okay.
If need
be. I'll let you go. I know it's getting close.
Yeah, James, gotta go. Thanks. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good.